Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing, man?
I'm moving this fan over here.
Okay. Are you warm?
I'm a little warm, aren't you?
I'm all right.
I'll make sure it's not too hot.
No, it's okay. Whatever you want to do, I'll be fine.
It's just a little stuffy. It's just muggy. You know, how you been?
Good.
Good. How's life?
Not bad. Had a few days off.
Yeah.
Just sat around my house.
Do fun
ripping
stuff.
Ripping blinkers, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of time alone, or did you have the boys?
I've had the boys.
Okay. You guys do anything fun? Are they out of school?
They just finished Wednesday, which is yesterday. Is that yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I asked you about that a few days ago, because I swear that we usually ended up going to school. It always pissed me off when I was a kid, but we'd end up, it was like early June. I guess it was at least that full week after Memorial Day. I always hated that we had to come back after Memorial Day, but maybe that was for snow days? I don't know.
I need to find a pool.
You don't have a pool? I thought you had a pool that you guys go to.
Well, we go to that public pool right by our house. I need, you know.
Something nicer?
Something a little bit more.
I see those 21 and
over
pools.
I don't have a neighborhood pool in my neighborhood, which really bothers me.
Mm. Well, you could move.
Yeah, well.
Find a house in a neighborhood with a neighborhood pool. You could try and befriend someone who has a neighborhood pool and gives you one of those passes so that you can just use it all the time.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm really kind of asking here.
Yeah. Or you could go to one of those fancy places. You know what? You could do like what they do in small towns.
I think
they go get a hotel
room. Matt Ross has an indoor pool, but I think if you buy a membership to Matt Ross, then you get a membership to like Tomahawk Ridge, which I think has a pool. Someone can fill me in on that, which is my next step. Because I've been asking for 20 years for someone to build me a goddamn pool.
There's always oceans of fun.
Eh.
It's too big of an ordeal.
Me.
too big of a drive. You got to go through the whole thing, in there.
It's not something you can just go to before work.
No. Okay.
You know,
no,
like Chacho woke up this morning. He's like, what time you got to go to work, man?
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to go in a little bit. He's like, you want to go to the pool? I'm like, I would, but not, you know what I mean? We'd have to go buy some membership somewhere. Like, we just don't have time.
You really need a pool.
So I need to do it.
You just really need a pool in your yard. I wish that by now there was some sort of technology. Those newer inflated ones look good, but your neighborhood's not going
to go for it.
Yeah,
that country club I used to belong to, Poncho, the one by my house, my kids never really wanted to go there. And so it was super expensive, and then they were like, the people here are dicks, so it was just a pain in the ass.
But you went swimming there before work, didn't you?
I did, but it got to the point where you're paying, you know, more than a car payment for on the weekends to say to your kids, let's go to the pool, and then be like, I don't want to go to that one.
Mm.
It just makes you angry after, like, I'm not paying for this, you know?
Anger me. So which one is the one that's right across the street that has, like, the
That's a country club.
No, the one that's got, like, I think some sort of public pool. I think it's right across the street. It's near your home.
Oh, Stone.
And it's got, like,
Stone.
It's got, like,
brick.
A big plastic something, with animal.
Diving board,
or something.
Yeah,
with water
that's
running off.
That's the public one.
And is that the one that you guys would go
that's
to?
That's the only we would go to.
Okay. But
it's just packed.
Too
and
too busy. Yeah. We need more pools.
Yeah.
I know everyone says we need more housing. I believe that. We also need more pools. There used to be more pools, I think. I don't have any data to back that up, but in the old movies they had more pools. Everyone had a public pool that they went to, and there was like numerous public pools around. And I feel like a lot of those public pools are gone.
Well, I think they make neighborhood ones, and most people go to their neighborhood ones.
Right, but those are private, right?
I need someone to give me a code or something.
Because those old public pools, I assume, were paid. That was like city money. That was government money. You might pay a dollar or two to get in there, or you might not. You might just be a resident. Mm-hmm. But those, we had one growing up, and I think it turned into a water park and then closed.
Yeah.
You just need a pool.
It's beginning
man.
Summer, so I'll figure it out. I got a couple more days.
Yeah.
They go to their mom's tomorrow, so I was like, I'll have it. I'll figure it out where we're going to swim this summer by the time you get back.
It took me a while to figure it out because Brooke, being from the lake, she's like, okay, I'm used to the heat, but I'm not used to the heat with no water.
Right.
Because she's like, I've lived here now a few years. It's starting to drive me crazy.
She's
where
like
do you
me.
Go?
She wants water, a pool.
Yeah, and she grew up on the water.
Me
you know
too.
And she's just used to having it around. So she's like, I don't understand this. And once I finally realized, because we tried driving out to my mom's neighborhood pool, we go there, but it's a big drive, you know? And then you got to go get the guest pass and go through all that. But we did do it. But eventually I was like, what if we just got passes for Oceans of Fun and went there all the time? Turns out she likes it.
Okay.
So that's what we do. But I get what you're saying. If it's before work, then.
Yeah.
That's kind of a tight schedule.
Yeah.
What you really need is one of those nice collapsible, inflatable pools and just wait for your HOA to tell you to tear it down. I don't know how long it could stand, but it could stand for a little while. They look kind of nice now. I mean, I say kind of nice.
My
they
backyard's
look
all funky. It slopes down towards
the creek.
You
don't have
creek.
A big flat spot to put
I
it.
I don't. It's just
put it
tough
out front.
To do.
Put it out front.
Yeah.
And if
right
you
next
put it
to
out
the dead
front,
tree.
Yes, put it out front next to the dead tree. Put signs in the yard that say happy birthday so and so with balloons.
Oh, I see.
So it looks like you're throwing a party because people put bounce houses in their yards and stuff in nice neighborhoods.
I thought about buying one of those huge commercial blow up slides with the pool thing at the bottom.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you have. Like, you know,
like a
bounce
big
houses,
slip
but they have, like, you know.
Water at the bottom of them?
Yeah. You were over at my house. I did it for one of their birthdays.
There was
one
water
year.
In one of those?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember the water part. I've definitely seen the
I
bounce houses
that,
at their house. Yeah, because then the neighborhood just thinks that it's, you know, temporary. Just wait for them to say something. It's got to go through court and all that. By the time they finally take it down, it'll be fall.
No.
I don't think anyone's going to build you a pool at this point, unfortunately.
No. Unfortunately, I've been asking and asking and asking. It feels like something somebody should be able to do.
And if only there was one a way to put one inside your home, to put it, you know, in
well,
the
like
basement
the sun,
with windows over.
I know.
If you had, just knock that wall out here. We'll make, this will all be glass from floor to ceiling.
Well, now we're talking. I just need somebody to come in and put an 8x8 pool in the backyard.
That's
just
what you
something
need.
Easy.
That's what you need.
Like, I don't need anything more.
I mean, you could get rid, you've got the fire pit, right? So you could get rid of the fire pit for the pool. If someone
knocked
said they were
out
willing.
That fire pit and just put the pool right there, 5x5, that's it.
Yeah.
It's already, people have already flattened it out. So just dig out where the cement is and put a pool in there.
And then just dig up a privacy. Oh, you're not allowed to have fences at all.
Well, I don't know that. Yeah, but I could put something around the pool.
I meant, though, if you just put a privacy fence up, no one in the neighborhood would even know that you were putting the pool there. But
they wouldn't care if I put them. People have them in my neighborhood.
They do have fences? Okay.
If they have a pool.
Okay, that's my neighborhood was like you weren't allowed to have privacy fences unless you had a pool, which I thought was a little.
People also put up the fences for like dog runs.
Right.
So it doesn't cover the whole backyard. It's just where their dog can go out.
So you can put it just around the pool.
Yeah.
Well, then just don't give up on this dream. Yeah. Someone can do the 8x8 pool.
Someone should be able to do advertising.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe COVID put a lot of these construction companies out of business, but they got to be coming back now.
Yeah.
And someone needs to get their name out there. Someone puts pools in people's yards. Yeah. There's got to be more than one company.
There's got to be. Well, I use my own personal experience. There's got to be four guys going to an AA meeting right now, work for a pool installation company, because I did that at the beginning of my AA meetings for years.
And they are probably looking for a job right
now. There's a guy right there right now who does not, he's in recovery, and he doesn't have an LLC.
Right.
I promise you he doesn't.
He's looking for cash.
And he needs some word of mouth. He needs some word of mouth, because he's got court coming up, and he's been clean for a while, but court's still coming. And what I'm saying is, man, I can help you.
Yes. Get a hold of Lazo.
I can help you.
Call Snowcone. Get in touch with Snowcone, however you do it, and get this done. Yeah. There's got to be that person that knows how to do it, and it's the perfect time of year. It's not too hot yet. You know, we've got in other parts of the country, Texas, whatever, you fly into these areas, you see, of course, Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got pools, and it's just never that popular here for people to have their own pools. But now it's getting hotter and hotter. We've got armadillos here now. Like, as the armadillos started to arrive, these pool companies should have really started to advertise and say, hey, look, it's getting hot. It's getting hotter.
Yeah.
It's time to build a pool. We should now have
pool competitions. That's what we
get
need.
It done.
What are we doing today? Do you know?
Well, speaking of actually court, that reminded me of something. I do want to play some audio of a guy who had court. Who his license has been suspended?
Oh,
right?
I saw it in Detroit. Love
in
it.
Detroit,
love
of course. And also
love
that local
guy.
Story.
I was like,
that's
absolutely something
it's
I would see.
Totally something that just seemed like if you say guess the state. I'm not trying to pick on Michigan. It could have been somewhere else, but it was just
That's Detroit. It's
it was
not
a
the state.
Michigan. Well, Detroit. Yeah, it was a perfect Detroit.
But if that
story.
Was up north, it would have been horrifying. They'd have put him in jail forever.
But I also the
but
thing,
this you know those are the same courtrooms where I went in on the guy in front of me. And he was like, I'm going to give you 90 days. He's like, oh, I can't do that.
Right.
He's like, what do you mean you can't do it? He's like, look, I got work. I got bills to pay. I can't do 90 days. And the guy's like, well, what can you do? He's like, I literally looked at the judge and goes, no attorney or anything goes, I could give you 10. And the judge is like, fine, 10. So he does it. Next guy comes up and he gives him like 120 days, like 120 days, like I can't. He goes, we're not doing this again, 120
you
days.
You missed your opportunity.
Yeah, the first guy won. I felt good.
Right.
But and I remember saying, we're not doing it all day. I promise you, we're not doing it all day.
The thing I'm most excited to talk to Lazo about, though, is that, you know what it is? The audio of the
thing I sent you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you listened to the original audio?
I heard the original audio.
Have you listened to any of the newscast covering the story and doing their version? Because they don't want to play the original audio
that
on these newscasts. So they just read quotes from what was said. Now, Lazo, if you don't know, there's a high school girls soccer game in Kansas that apparently is broadcast.
It's just north of Wichita.
In the Wichita area. Broadcast on the internet, I believe.
Okay.
I think when I looked into that acronym, I think there might be internet something. But anyway, they broadcast a game. They have an announcer who calls the game. We had a hot mic moment. They thought they were off the air or whatever they call it. And that you even hear him at the end say, okay, let's turn those mics back on now. We're ready.
Mm.
But it's too late, buddy. You're in big trouble.
Mm.
The Church of Laszlo.
But hey, I know we're going to talk about all this stuff. I did want to tell you, my kids' finals were all this week. And
they do finals in like non-college? I guess we did. I don't know.
Yeah,
remember.
Of course. High school finals?
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, one of the things my oldest had to do, he could do all these different things. He texted me and was like, hey, you can help me with this. And I usually can't help him with his homework because he's smarter than me. And I don't know.
Well, once they pass like fifth grade, I feel like you'd be out of our.
It is.
Level
it's hard.
Anyway.
And then with all the new math or whatever, I'm like, carry the one. He's like, that's not how we do it. And now that was when they were younger. Now he's into like, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
Trigger. I
never
didn't do
did that.
Didn't do it.
If I did, I failed. That's for sure.
It doesn't make any sense to me. But he was like, you can help me. One of the ways I can do this English class is a podcast. I'm like, boom. We're going to write it out. I've taught radio school.
Yep.
Like I have, they made me go to college.
Get out
to
your old
take
tweed
these
jacket.
Things. Like, yeah, I got it, man. We wrote it all out. Boom.
A plus.
She gave him a 75 on it and said it lacked professionalism.
Did you tell her, like, hey, I am a professional? I mean, how can it lack? It literally contains a professional's input.
Right. That's what I thought. I said, well, I'm glad you're grading podcasts.
That doesn't bode well for us.
Maybe, well, yeah, but no, come on. I'm like, come on. You're grading podcasts. I have one. That's fairly successful.
Right, but is it? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's fairly successful.
I feel like it is, yeah.
It ends up on lists on iTunes.
I think if she had known
that
you were involved and that the podcasts were somewhat successful, she would have given it a better grade. I don't doubt it. Or maybe she does know, and that's why she gave him the poor grade. It lacks professionalism.
I mean, we have like the number one podcast of Odyssey.
Right. Yeah. So,
and that's the second biggest in the country.
So you called her, I'm guessing. Yeah. You put her in her place.
I didn't do anything because I was like, yo, you want me to call her? Because there's a part of me that was like, no. And then he's like, I'm going to get a B in the class anyways, and she's moving to a different school. Who cares?
All right, lady.
Like, well, oh,
just know if you're listening.
Right, you back again.
Put on watch.
Balligan, Began.
Whoa. We don't need that. That's not professional to be putting out names like that. That definitely lacks professionalism. I don't think you're supposed to use names, you know.
Why?
Well, you know, just in case.
They always use names.
Well, you know, the media does.
No, according to her, I'm just
looked
citing,
into
I'm
it.
Citing a source.
The source is your kid. I'm just saying reduce our liability. Speaking of investigators and journalism and all that, I got some local news I want to play you next because it sounds like Lazo doesn't know the story about the high school girls soccer team.
No.
And the high school girls
announcer. But I'm excited
about
it.
And the hot mic. I love a good hot mic story.
Hot mic stories are the best.
They're always
the best.
We'll
do it next.
The Church of Lazo.
Yo. All right, tell me about this hot mic. Hot mic, baby.
So the KSHSAA, I'm sure you're familiar
with. Yeah, that's a Kansas High School Association, Athletic Association, whatever.
Kansas State High School Activities Association.
Yeah, they're in charge. Like, they run all the sports.
Okay.
They make the rules.
So it's like the NCAA for Kansas High School sports. Then there's the NFHS, which is the National Federation of State High School Associations.
Okay.
So they're really like the NCAA. Anyhow, both of these acronyms show up quite a bit. And if you just Google either one, you're bound to come across a story. Because outside of Wichita, really just in the Wichita area, some announcers at a girls' soccer game were caught on a hot mic saying some things that got them in trouble. And the league, or whatever you want to call it now, has apologized. They've taken action. This is quite the scandal. The local news stories from the Wichita area, from this area, are pretty funny because I haven't found one yet that actually played the original audio. I have the original audio. But the stories that I found, they just try and reference what was said. This one probably being my favorite. This guy's delivery, this local reporter, I don't know your name, but I think he's from KAKE.
Cake.
Yeah, he does a very good job covering this news story here.
In the video, you hear him say, "My mind kind of flipped the kill me now switch at about 30 minutes in. If they're just going to keep kicking the damn ball out of bounds and missing passes all day, I might as well just go home." Later, you hear the person next to Moore talk about, quote, "soccer moms" being the benefit of covering high school girls' games. Moore responds, "F yeah. Up top, baby. The one that's facing us, see if she can tear it the F off," Moore said. "She's got nice curves," the other person added. "I can't see the legs, but I can feel the ass hit from here," Moore responded. But it was what Moore said next that Hackney says.
What was the last thing you said?
I don't understand. He's self-censoring, but then doesn't he say that ass? Because the original.
I can feel that ass
that
hit.
That ass hit from here. And the original.
That ass hit.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like acid at first.
Yeah, it does sound like acid.
That's what I was like, what did he say? Did he say he's on acid?
I have the original audio.
Would it be even better? Dude, I just felt that acid hit. That's what I thought he said.
The main announcer you can hear well from the original audio, but when they start talking about the soccer moms, the other guy that he's talking to off the mic, it becomes a little bit harder to understand. So it's good to have a journalist who's looked into it deliver that for us. But I will
Soccer mom ass hits different?
That's just what someone on Twitch
that's
is saying.
That's what Baja Blast Processing says.
Which is probably true. So, which one is it? KSHSAA says it does not tolerate the degrading comments about the teams nor the inappropriate comments relative to reference spectators. So, they're broadcasting this game. I think they're broadcasting it for an internet broadcast. They're on break, or they think they're on break. They certainly think their mics aren't on. They start talking to one another, and you hear this announcer talking about how bad the game is. He's like, you know, is it just me, or was that first half miserable? And they start talking amongst themselves about how bad this team is at soccer, how bad these girls are at soccer, who the hell's coaching them. And then it starts to drift into this conversation about, you know, the one good thing, at least, is the soccer mom. So here is the original audio.
Was that first half as ugly as I thought it was?
Yes. Yes.
That game, that had no flow whatsoever. My mind kind of flipped the kill me now switch at about 30 minutes in. If they're just going to keep kicking the damn ball out of bounds and missing passes all day, I might as well just go home. Ben Newman down to Claremore. I just want to do a header off the top of the press box. Unfortunately, it's too low. It would kill me. It's like they're not even trying to pass. They're just chucking the ball downfield. A little technique would be nice. What the hell are they teaching those kids in practice?
Okay, so now you hear this other guy saying, like, a bonus, though, of high school soccer. This is the guy that's off mic that's harder to hear. A bonus, though, of high school soccer is the moms.
I think that part, the only part that I'm upset about is that he didn't say it knowing it was on the air.
Yeah, he's allowed to say, like, hey, what are you guys doing? Right. What's happening? You're just chucking the ball down the field. Did you guys practice?
A little technique would be nice.
That would be nice. And then I think you could even get away with saying, I'd like to take a header out of this press box. Only problem is it's not tall enough to kill me. I don't think necessarily this would be quite the scandal. It would just be a funny little viral video at most. Okay, so the bonus of these high school girls' soccer games at high schools are the soccer moms, and this guy starts to respond.
Up top, baby. Right there. Got to be a little more than Isaiah when it's facing us. Yeah. Since you can tear the off. I guess I can't see the legs, but I can feel the ass hit from here. Yeah. This conversation never happened, by the way. We get in trouble.
All right.
I think we got it all out of our system. We can put the mic live again. Whatever.
Okay, so there you go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that
part, those live mics.
Yeah, that part that's hard to hear is, you know, the bonus of being at these high school soccer games is the high school soccer moms, which I've never been to a girls' high school game, I guess. I've been to a college one. And then the guy says, F yeah, dude, up top, baby, right there. And then it's a little bit inaudible, but it sounds like they're talking about a specific woman out there, the one facing us. Yeah, and he says, I think she can tear it the F, or see if she can tear it the F off. Yeah. Like, you know, show us a little
bit. Hey, Seed on Twitch, if you want to join us, twitch.tv/Church of Lazo says, you know, and really in today's climate, the good news is that they're talking about adult moms.
That's true.
As opposed
they're
to
not
high
talking
school
about
girls,
high school
right?
girls. That like, would have been a bigger scandal.
Right.
The bonus is the moms.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. That's the best take I've heard.
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, in today's climate, with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
In fact, that you're attracted to a woman, women should be happy.
Yes, the moms.
All they do complain is that guys aren't attracted to any women their age.
And if you told us that there was audio that leaked and these guys were talking inappropriately about girls at a high school girls soccer game, we would assume that they had been talking about these high school soccer girls. Either saying that they were unattractive or that they were attractive, either one, who knows. But you're right. They're talking about the moms and they're both high-fiving each other.
And they're allowed to say
Up
these
here.
Girls suck at soccer.
She's got nice curves. Yeah, and you know, it's an internet broadcast. I mean, unless I'm wrong. Maybe it was on TV. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of high school games on TV.
I have seen them before
game.
When I strolled through. But,
you've seen like a high school girls soccer game?
When I had like regular cable.
Okay.
I'd go through and be like, Lee Summit North. Yeah. I didn't stop to watch it, but I've seen it.
I've seen football on the weekends. There's been times where I think over-the-air television, I know there's one of these over-the-air networks that is like a local network. It's a subsidiary of one of the big networks. And I know they do high school football. I wouldn't be surprised that they show other things. But the article that I read made it sound like at least that this was just an online broadcast. So I don't know how many people were watching. I'm sure they could go back and look. Or maybe they can't. I don't know. Yeah, he's done. He can't be an announcer at these games anymore.
Right. And who are they going to hire?
Right. This guy's passionate about it. In the picture they're using, he's got a soccer jersey on and everything. He seems to know something about soccer because he was displeased with their...
Yeah, he said what he was talking about sounded right.
Right.
They're just kicking it down the field. How about a little technique?
Yeah.
Like, that sounded, you know, enough.
Right. If I was watching that game,
it sounded to me to be like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Exactly. Because if you and I went to that game, we wouldn't be complaining like, they got no technique.
Like they just keep kicking it downfield.
Right, but we might think that that's, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Are they not doing a good job passing? We don't watch a ton of soccer, so I really don't know. But these, the KSHSAA is upset. The national whatever network, it apologized as well. And they went on to say that it's all been removed from all the on-demand broadcasts because these broadcasts are apparently made available on demand, and so they've removed those comments. Now, if we want to go back and watch the game, I guess we can still go back and watch the game.
I'm all right. But, sounds like those girls suck.
They've terminated their relationship with the announcer, so that's too bad. There was a time, Lazo, when you had a lot of juice around here, you would have hired that guy to be on the air, and he could have just
done sports.
Yeah, to just done sports.
If I was in charge of the sports, I'm telling you right now, if I was in charge of the sports station, I would bring him in.
Yep.
And he could talk about Sporting KC.
Yep. And he could do
like,
it.
Dude, you're
a
soccer guy.
Yeah. And if he's really terrible at it and the notoriety or whatever,
yeah,
kinda,
that works out, not fire him.
Yeah,
I don't
then
care.
He can be gone. But for
right now,
get this
we're
gonna man
ride
on the
that
air.
Wave. You're gonna ride it, now I'm gonna ride it.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Just like those soccer.
Exactly. We could have him just
we're
rate
ride
soccer.
Ride them all, baby. Let's go.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. We're gonna do some news. Man, it's been a while, and I know you probably don't look at the news when we've got days off. You like to take a little break from the news, just unplug from it all. Snow Cone, I feel like he does a decent job of kind of checking in, getting at least the basics of what's going on. I've been playing uncle mode or dad mode or whatever you want to call it, because Landon's been here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How's that going?
It's been going great, but I've just been really busy. And
what's it like for you to have a teenager in the house? Is it frustrating at times?
We only have one bathroom. I'd say that's the most frustrating part. Probably for him, too. But, I mean, the kid showers a lot. Like, he's really, really into his hair. And he's very concerned about his hair and how it looks. And we can be, like, ready to leave the house. And he catches a glimpse of himself in the mirror. And I can just see the look. And he's like, ah. And he has to go back and start over. And, yeah, so he's concerned about that. And I tell him, man, you're not going to see anybody. Like, yesterday we went shooting. And I said, there's not going to be any girls at this place.
You still want to look cool.
It's just going to be, if there's anyone there, it's just going to be a couple of rednecks. We're going out to Buckner. It's a weekday. You'll be fine. You know, there's not going to be cheerleaders cheering us on. But I forget that at that age, you're always thinking, hey, man, every time I leave the house, there's a possibility. Yeah. Which maybe you should think like that as an adult still. I don't know. But that's certainly how he feels. He's concerned about clothes. He wants them to look good. He wants his hair to look good.
That's good.
Even if we're going out to the Missouri Department of Conservation shooting range.
Just rolls into school with bedhead.
True. Exactly.
Right?
So
you want that more?
Yeah. So no, but it's been good. Well, he's been here since what day did he get here? Saturday night? Sunday? I think he's been here since Sunday, and he'll leave this coming Sunday. So I do feel like we packed a lot of stuff in those early days where it's like, I kept telling Brooke, if we do too many things, we're going to run out of stuff to do in the weekend. I think he's fine. Kind of chilling in his room sometimes, just having his own space, being away from home, having his phone, watching TikTok, talking to his girlfriend.
Sure, he's just
whatever.
In his room, ripping blinkers, hanging out.
Yeah, ripping blinkers and hanging out. That's right. And so I will say maybe the most fun thing that for me, and I don't know that he would agree, but for me was when he first got here, I guess it was the first full day, I said, do you want to go see a movie tonight or something? And I looked at what movies were playing, and I saw there were a couple of scary movies that were out. And so I gave him like the options of what was going to be playing, and he picked the thing I wanted to see the absolute least. Like, I was really trying to do the reverse psychology, direct psychology, but we went and saw it. It was something called Tarot, right? So we go see that.
Again?
It's a scary movie. It's really bad. I mean, really, really bad. But we go see that, and then the next day, the next evening after dinner, he wanted to go shopping and stuff. When we got done, I looked at my watch. It's a weeknight now. It was Monday or whatever it was, Tuesday. And I said, you want to go see another movie? See if there's something. And he's like, his eyes lit up like, hell yeah, you know, let's go do that. And I said, okay, let's see if there's anything playing. Well, The Strangers, Chapter 1, the other scary movie, was the only thing getting ready to start. And he's like, all right. So we went and saw two scary movies. And as you know, one of the few things that I did with my dad was he plays video games at home on his PC, but he does not seem to be interested in playing on the Xbox or console at all. I keep offering him, like, I'll put it in your room. I'll put the Xbox in here. He doesn't seem to
My boys are always, you know, that's just like, if there's nothing going on, they'll be like, I'm going to play video games, which is exactly what I do.
That's what I expected him to do, but each time he's come, he's just not been interested, and I asked him again this time, so.
Well, like, we did a lot of stuff, so.
Right.
I'm going to go in the other room and get that bread, fam.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right.
Yeah.
We're going to do the same.
I assumed that he would be like that, because I know he likes video games, but he never plays video games when he comes to the house. But he did like the scary movies, and it was fun, and I felt like a parent, because I'm reading the review online where it says, here's the rating and here's why it's rated that way. You know, drug use, smoking. Because what I don't want to do is sit with them, just like my dad didn't want to sit with me. I don't want to sit with him through nude sex scenes.
Well, yeah.
You know, he just turned 13. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. My own father that tried to avoid that. And now they make it so easy for parents where I can look and see, okay, extreme violence, gore,
drug use. Oh, yeah, what is that? Somebody said
problem.
The Follings Warehouse.
The what?
Follings. I think
is that something to do?
I think it's like a football bowling.
Okay, hold on. I'm writing this down right now. Follings.
Because I thought at first it was feather bowling, which is like a big thing.
Wait, you have to roll a football because...
I think you throw it. Yeah, right.
Ha ha, SoCon. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I need to do that. Follings.
I'm looking for anything, so I wrote it down.
I think it is something. I need to look into it. I've heard people talk about it. I'd like to do it.
Football bowling pin game.
Yeah.
Mm.
And where is it located?
It is at 1020 West 103rd. So
103rd?
Watts what? Mills Plaza, right by your place.
Wow.
Where? What?
It's like right near your house, isn't it?
Oh, this is 103rd Casey Moe, so yeah. Watts Mills.
Yeah, but if
Plaza.
He just got it, he could go straight
it's
across
close to your
state
place.
Line. Down.
I've never heard of this place. Not far at all.
It's right by state line.
I'm trying to think if you ever. That's where the car rental place is, the comedy club we promoted.
It's between state line
Gates.
And Warnall.
He would know Gates on the other side of state line there, right? You know,
Gates it's over there by the old U.S.
Toy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That, it's right in there.
That's 103rd.
Yeah, it's in that. It's by that comedy club that's right there, that McDonald's. It's right there.
Okay.
Dude, I had no idea.
I think
I
took over that Price Chopper that was there.
I'm all. No, that Price Chopper's still there.
Okay.
Summer B717 says they worked there.
Oh, there was a bowling alley over there. I wonder if that's what took over. I'll bet. Or maybe.
It's at 103rd and state line.
Maybe that's what I've seen and didn't realize that it wasn't a regular bowling alley. You know what? I guess I have. I'll have to see if he wants to do that. I think he's doing indoor mini golf right now. So somewhere downtown, which I didn't know anything about.
Oh, yeah, there is one.
Okay. So I'll look into this bowling thing
right,
for sure.
Where I get my haircut, the Downtown Hair Loft. I've seen it.
He's talked about wanting to get his haircut.
The
like,
mini golf.
Know, there,
downtown Hair Loft. She's great.
By the Ferris wheel? That mini golf?
I'm not sure.
There's one right there if you need
one. No, he went to one at Power and Light, I think.
Yeah, there's one right by her shop.
Yeah.
Just because I walk by it, I see it. Indoors. It says indoor mini golf.
That's where they went today. But I'll take him to this bowling thing. We went to Shields Sporting Goods, and they had the little bowling thing there. Yeah. Have you ever been there, Snow Cone? Quite an adventure. That's I guess it's like a Bass Pro or whatever. Okay, we're going to do the news coming up.
Yep, sorry. That was longer than I thought.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
Doom scroll.
We're doing baby. The news, baby!
Donkey son of a bitch.
You bitches ready for this?
Yeah, we gotta go foaling.
No. Foaling, yeah, we're going foaling. I can't wait
do.
To go foaling.
I gotta figure out how to take my voice to the
I've walked by
place.
That place as I was going in the grocery store and forgot all about it. I was like, what the hell is foaling? They messed up the sign. And I think I even looked it up on maps or something and saw the inside. I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on there. And then I forget because of ADD.
I thought it was like feather bowling, which is a thing I grew up with in Detroit. I don't know. Polish people play it for some reason.
I thought it was candlestick bowling because I didn't know what that was called. I've still only seen it in the movies that take place in Boston.
That's like the snooker of bowling.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you always see it in movies that take place in New England.
My uncle, before he was a cop, was a, you know, was an interesting dude, was a pool hustler. That's what he did, was he hustled pool for a living, and he would take us to play, like, snooker and candlestick bowling, and all these kind of off the...
This is the cop one? Before
yeah,
the cop?
Yeah, before he was a cop.
That's... pretty cool. Well, that's like Color of Money. When I was a kid and saw that movie, I wanted to be a pool hustler so bad.
The story is he hustled pool and lost two paychecks because he got hustled, didn't realize he was getting hustled. So then he stopped and became a cop.
Okay, but so I'm always curious. You guys are more manly than me and know this stuff. The hustling scenario, if the opponent finds out that you've hustled them,
kick your ass.
They beat you up, right?
Which might try.
Yeah, I can't have that. It wouldn't be hard for them to beat me up.
Well, you got to be really good at it. You know?
Are you just trying to be discreet enough that you're like, oh, I barely won. Thank God.
Yeah, and then you keep taking the money.
But if like, hey, we think you hustled me.
Right.
But also like, hey, you got hustled. Yeah. You know? I don't understand.
He got hustled. Like, he wasn't mad when he got hustled. He was just like, I thought I was the hustler.
Yeah.
And instead I was the hustlee, so that's when he stopped.
Well, moving on to the news, I don't have any stories about pool hustlers. I do want to go foaling with you, but it does not look like Scott Peterson will be able to go foaling with us anytime soon. You know, Scott Peterson got his trial kind of re-investigated thanks to the Innocence Project. I think it's the L.A. Innocence Project specifically. But most people, I think, saw those stories about Scott Peterson. It's been 22 years now. But if you're old enough, you remember those stories where maybe you've seen a documentary on TV And you probably thought, yeah, okay, he's guilty. They got him. Lazo was always a little suspicious of the Scott Peterson
one.
Yeah,
I didn't like
We had just started working together when that story was on cable news all day.
I didn't
like
how the media just jumped that he did it.
That
like,
was one of those.
It was too quick and too fast. And like I don't think you're looking at everything. And yeah, it doesn't look like he is a saint.
Right.
But I'm not sure he's a killer.
It kind of set the stage for how the media would handle a lot of cases coming up. They'd done a little bit before that, but really that was when it starts to peak. And you get Nancy Grace and all these talking heads telling you this person's guilty. Look how guilty they are. Right. And I think, well, I'm not watching cable news all that much, so you're probably right. With Scott Peterson, you know, his pregnant wife was killed. They found her body in a bag, I believe, that had washed up off the shore. They had some evidence about him with receipts about going to go fishing with his boat, so you got the boat slip receipts.
And they were like, why would he go on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter was, like, he was having an affair.
And the mistress came out and did a press conference, and that really sealed the deal for him.
And they weren't getting along, so maybe he wanted to get the hell out of the house for a while. Like, all those things made sense to me. The things that made Nancy Grace in America mad made sense to me. We're like, that doesn't mean he's a killer.
It happens to me.
Like, why would you leave Christmas Eve? It's like, because he didn't like her.
Yeah.
And he couldn't stay. So he's like, I'm just going to go fishing. Like, all of those things made sense to me.
It happens a lot to me. I watch these shows and I think, okay, I know we're all saying this person's
definitely
guilty.
When you put them all together, they look bad.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me, you know, there are a lot of things that were put together against me that looked bad. That just weren't true.
Right. Exactly. Circumstantial evidence can be good evidence, but it's just a case-by-case basis, and there are some of these where I go, look, I think this person probably did it, but it is not beyond a reasonable doubt. And I've listened to lawyers and prosecutors describe what beyond a reasonable doubt means. I know the definition of it. There are plenty of times where I'm not 100% sure someone did something, but I still am beyond a reasonable doubt, so I would convict. But in this case, I was not beyond a reasonable doubt. And that I see that a lot in these televised, you know, highly covered murder cases. And with Scott Peterson, one of the interesting things was, I mean, once the mistress came forward with the press conference, he was toast, I think, because now everyone hated him. Here's his young pregnant wife dead, and this guy was having an affair. I mean, he was really if he didn't do it, that was terrible for him. If he did it, it was still terrible for him. But either way, once that happened, he was, I think, pretty much done. But one of the interesting things, if you watch these documentaries, and sometimes they don't cover so much, is that there have been some break-ins nearby where they lived in their neighborhood. And there was a van that was found, and this is what the Innocence Project is interested in. There was this van that was found, and it had been burned up, and they found some DNA, but the Innocence Project wants more of this DNA tested. They also want to test some of the DNA that was found on the duct tape that was stuck to the bag that her body was in.
Right.
So the Innocence Project says, not only do we want to retest this stuff, they came out and told the media that they think he's innocent, which is kind of crazy. And I don't know. We were talking about that when the news first broke. Does the Innocence Project only get involved if they're fairly confident that the person's innocent?
I'm sure they do some late work. I mean, go back and listen to the podcast we did with our friend. You know, I don't know what date that was, but
If you search Jason Flum, it should show up.
And we also interviewed those girls from the local Midwest Innocence Project and talk about a specific local guy's case who was put in prison.
But we did a Toxic and Problematic with Jason Flum, who's like, you know, the head of the Innocence Project.
One of the big donators, heads of it, whatever. Yes. Yeah, one of the big funders.
And started it with friends.
Yeah, and you will see him in a lot of shows where they bring in the Innocence Project. There's a couple of those guys.
If you go back and search that.
That would be April 1st, 2023.
There you go. You're going to hear us talk to Jason Flum.
But I've always thought it's interesting when lawyers...
Also signed Greta Van Fleet, if you're curious.
When lawyers... And Lord, right? Or was that
someone else? Lord, Katy Perry, Kid Rock.
I mean,
pretty famous dude.
He's done pretty well.
Yeah. So I always think it's weird when judges or DAs say, we don't want to test that DNA evidence. And Lazo's talked about this before. That's not how it should work. If someone says, here's the DNA evidence. Now, been a DA.
The problem is with DAs, this is my just try to find the truth.
That's it. That should be
Your whole thing should be, I want to find the truth, not get a conviction.
But that's unfortunately what it
and
seems
so
like most of
them
want.
If you're saying, test the DNA, and the Innocence Project is saying, test the DNA, let's test the DNA.
Let's just take a look at it.
It's not going to change my mind right away. Right. But if you're saying there's new information, then okay.
Right.
But let's do it, because I want to find the truth. I'm a prosecutor.
Yeah. But by now, unfortunately, we know that That's not usually what the DA does. They don't want evidence tested again. But if you've got a judge deciding whether or not evidence should be tested again, then I think, okay, the judge's job is certainly not to convict people, right, or just to oversee all of the goings-on. So, test the evidence. Well, Scott Peterson was dealt a pretty serious setback because the judge said, we're not going to test this DNA from the car. Well, the prosecutors said, we tested it. It's already been tested, and the only DNA evidence that was in there was male DNA of an unknown person. There's no reason to test it again. So the judge, though, did meet in the middle and said, you can test the DNA from the duct tape.
A California judge denying all but one of Peterson's requests for new DNA testing. His attorneys asking to test a sample of a mattress found inside a burned-out orange van the morning after Lacey disappeared, which they believe could contain traces of Lacey's blood. The judge siding with the prosecution, saying the van is not related to the trial. But the judge is allowing DNA testing on one item, duct tape found on Lacey's pants when her body washed ashore in San Francisco Bay.
So this is the thing I don't understand, even though I watch nothing but true crime. If the Innocence Project says we'll pay to have the DNA tested, why can't they test it? They say even we'll pay for the police department's time to go back down to the evidence locker and make sure that they take care of the chain of evidence, the custody, whatever they call that. We'll make sure all that's taken care of and we'll pay for it. Then why do they ever say no?
I don't understand.
And someone could explain it to me.
I'm not
trying to be a smart ass. I don't know.
Just test it.
Yeah.
What do you care? And by the way, if you're like, oh, we're busy and we're swamped, well, take your time.
Right. Exactly.
He's in jail, so take your time.
You know, it used to be they would talk
about... It takes 9 months, 12 months, okay, but, you know.
Exactly.
Hey, when you get a break, why don't you test this?
You got a life sentence.
Like, I'll even say that makes me a little bit angry.
Yeah.
I'd even be like, well, take your time. When you get a break, go ahead and test that.
Yeah.
See what it is. He's already in prison.
Right.
He ain't getting out.
Right.
So I'd like for you to test it tomorrow.
Yes,
but
of course.
If you're going to say we already tested it, you're just bringing up frivolous stuff, well, then okay, take your time.
Yeah, the judge.
Test it when you can.
The judge saying it's not related to this case. I find that interesting. The prosecutors say no, the van's not related. I really want to know the lawyers who are working for Scott Peterson for the Innocence Project. I'm very curious what they think happened and why they think this van is part of this story, part of this crime, and how the prosecutors have managed then to say no. Not only do you not need to test it, it has nothing to do with this case, and the judge is agreeing, right? And saying, yeah, the van has nothing to do with the case. Why does the Innocence Project believe that it is?
And if you have,
I usually side with the Innocence Project.
Me too. And if you can give money to the Innocence Project, you should.
Yes, absolutely.
I just think it's a great cause.
Yes.
And I've known Jason for a long time, and always just like one of the most successful people in the world. Honestly, like, ears for music and millions of dollars and could do anything he wanted. Anything he wanted.
Sit on a yacht with Leo if he wanted.
If he wanted. He's got all the money in the world and all the success in the world. And still sits at home and worries about the Innocence Project.
Yep.
Like, okay, man.
Yes.
Go to his Instagram. Go to Jason Flom's Instagram.
Yep.
And it's all about, just the other day I saw something. It was about, he posted this whole story on his Instagram, and I was just floored by it. It was this kid with, I believe he had autism, right?
Mm-hmm.
He calls and says, my dad's missing. Okay.
Okay.
So the cops bring him in, and the cops think he killed his dad.
Okay, great.
So they interrogate him. And they interrogate him for hours and hours and hours. 3 days. He admits that he killed his father.
It happens a lot.
Unfortunately, his father called the next day and was like, yo, I was just at my girlfriend's house.
Mm-hmm. That part doesn't necessarily happen a lot, but the false confessions happen
a lot. All the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
what are we doing?
I don't understand.
Like that guy, he's a grown man, death penalty, killing his father. Nobody feels it. The dad was just at his girlfriend's house.
And that just, it's a perfect example of, yes, the police can coerce people into giving false confessions.
Right, so people are like, oh, he confessed. I love when Jason posts those, because I always hear like, oh, he confessed, he did it.
Yeah.
Like, no, literally, this guy confessed and his dad was alive.
Right. And by now, we should, Americans, we should be aware of it. The way that interrogations work, that is a possibility, distinct possibility. If someone recants a confession, listen to why they recant it. Hear them out, at least. And you can give to the Midwest Innocence Project, I believe, nationally. You can give to them locally or Midwest. I said Midwest because that's who I give money to. But when they came in, the girls that worked for them, I mean, just absolutely amazing. You got these local guys that are in prison, and they believe, you know, were falsely accused.
I don't remember that guy's name that was here, and I don't want to get it wrong. But he'd been in prison for a while, got a life sentence.
I believe I know. But
they said that he killed someone outside of a Walmart, and I think Roland Park or KCK. And it wasn't him. And if it wasn't for the Innocence Project, he'd still be in prison. So,
and that money goes to stuff. Like, I know Jason bought a hotel in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
If you get out after being sentenced and being wrongfully convicted, you can go there and live for free.
Awesome.
He'll take care of you. Like, he's got it. He doesn't take that Katy Perry money and, you know,
blow it on.
He may blow a lot of it. I don't know.
But he's doing some good.
But he's also doing some good with it.
A lot of good. And he dedicates his time, which is obviously valuable because he's a successful person.
And his connections.
Yes.
All those things, he's doing it.
Yes. So it's something that everyone should have empathy for.
Right.
You don't have to have ever been accused of a crime to think, hopefully, unless you're a sociopath, to think, God, that's terrible. I don't want that to happen.
And if you were or your family member was accused or convicted of a crime, you want someone like Jason Flom alive.
You want these lawyers who are willing to dedicate their time to you. And it does take time and resources. And so they always need help. I'm not saying Scott Peterson's innocent. I don't know. I'd love to hear what the L.A. Innocence Project has to say about the details. I just know that 14 items they requested to be tested. And the judge says, no, just that one item.
You know, I'm going to email Jason and see if we can get somebody from the L.A.
That would be great.
Talk to him. I'll do that.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! All right, so I guess there's a Trump, there's a verdict in the Trump trial, but like the judge has to read.
No, they said he's back on the bench.
The judge has to read the note and dismiss the jury while he reads the verdict. I don't understand how any of this stuff works. I'm just watching these live tweets as they come in. One of them said the jury asked for an extra 30 minutes to fill out the verdict form. Then the next one from the same person said that the judge said to keep the outburst to a minimum, stay in your seat. And they're waiting further instructions. And then they said that the Trump team looked happy. They were smiling. And suddenly they looked nervous. Uh-huh. And they got quiet because the verdict is in. But I don't know what it is yet. Now, I will say that Fox News posted a thing hours ago saying that based on the stories about the jury asking to review evidence and all that, that their experts say that almost certainly means Trump is going to be handed down a guilty verdict. But I don't know if that's true. I've no idea. I do know that the news this morning was about them wanting to review some of the evidence. So as soon as we find out, of course, I know you're listening to us waiting for that Trump verdict.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you. We'll give it to you as soon as we have it. Until then, Scottie Scheffler, America's golfer. Don't they call him America's golfer? He's everyone's favorite golfer. And if you don't know the story, a couple weeks ago, he's on his way to big tournament. I don't remember which one. I don't know anything about golf. He was running late. There had been an accident on the road close to where he was going to be teeing off. And so he'd almost made it to his destination, but there's an accident. Traffic is backed up. It's early, and it's still kind of dark. It's a little bit misty out, raining a little bit. And he gets out of his car. He wants to get around this traffic jam because he's going to miss his tee time. Mm-hmm. Well, he ends up encountering what he thought were security guards, but they were police. The police said that there was a scuffle, there was a fight, that he tried to fight one of the officers. And they arrested him and took him to jail. Took his mugshot. That was big news that day. We talked about it. He got out of jail and went on to play golf. Well, now the police have said they are going to drop the charges against America's golfer, Scottie Scheffler, because somebody – I keep saying because. I don't know if it's because, but there's some body cam footage that has been released, and the police are dropping the charges. Now, if you listen to Scottie Scheffler's lawyer, he will tell you, look, you've got video evidence now. If Scottie did what they said he did, there's no way they would drop the charges. Them dropping the charges, according to his lawyer, is proof that a lot of these accusations were fabricated.
As you can see, I'm still shaking because I was afraid. I didn't know who he was. First of all, I did not know that he was a police officer. I thought he was one of the security guards that was mistaken.
So why does it matter if he's a security guard or a police officer?
Because
if somebody's telling you to stop.
Yes, you're right. I should have stopped. I did get a little bit impatient because I'm quite late for my tee time.
Okay, now he says why does it matter? You should stop. Okay, sure. But also, if a security guard's telling me to stop, and I really need to get somewhere, I'm much more likely to say, excuse me, security guard, I need to get around you, than I am an actual police officer. So when that police officer says, what difference does it make? You're a cop. What do you mean, what difference does it make? Between a cop and a security guard, it should be a huge difference. Anyhow, what matters is what happened after that. Whether he thought it was a security guard or not, it was a cop. Did he fight with this cop?
As he was reaching in the car, he grabbed grabbed my shoulder and hit me.
Like, trying to get you to stop, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It seemed to be a little bit over-aggressive because the entrance was open.
The arrest report said that Scheffler didn't stop and dragged the detective to the ground. Scheffler's lawyer directly dismissing that allegation.
He was not dragged. You believe they would have dismissed this case if he was dragged?
I'm kind of with the lawyer. So the police officer comes over to the window, it sounds like tries to grab Scotty. Scotty thinks that's a little too aggressive. Now, it would really matter if it's a security guard. If you think it's a security guard, then makes a big difference. But the accusation, it sounds like, was that he drove while this guy's trying to hold him, he's trying to get away, drags a security guard, or sorry, the cop, what he thought was a security guard, but it was a cop, to the ground, and he had this assault on an officer charge. I've never had one of those, but it seems
assault
bad.
Assault on an officer?
Yeah, it seems bad.
That's why I had that.
That's what I was going to ask, is if you ever got charged with it, or convicted.
Convicted.
What's the punishment for that? What did you do?
Well, I was getting arrested, and I resisted arrest and threw a punch.
And you took a swing?
Yeah.
Did you connect?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
but
not,
you didn't knock him out or anything?
No.
Yeah, and so then another cop comes over to help detain you?
You know, there's a bunch of cars, and they arrest you.
And you're screaming, cussing, maybe, like,
yeah,
get the hell off
me. Arrest you, and, you know, drunk and disorderly assault on a law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to go to court for that?
Of course.
And what does the judge say? I guess it probably happens a lot that people are drunk and resist.
Well, there's resisting with violence.
Okay.
And then there's assault on a leader.
And you got assault.
Yeah.
Because you took the swing.
Yeah.
And what did the judge say?
He said you have to do 365 days.
And? Where'd you run? Did you run to Jacksonville?
To jail.
Did you go, you just went to jail for that one?
Well, I didn't go for that long. You get out and plea bargain and everything
else. Sure. It's never as long as they say it's going to be. The jails are overcrowded. But that means that Scotty Scheffler, if he'd been convicted of this assault on an officer, it could have been serious. He could have gotten
There could have gotten a lot more time than that.
He could have gotten months. Yeah. In jail?
Years, maybe.
Maybe even a year. Yeah. If he'd actually dragged this officer to the ground?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be bad, I would think. And especially if they had video evidence. Now, it seems to me like once this video evidence comes out, suddenly the police are saying we're going to drop these charges. Maybe the evidence isn't there. And I'm with his lawyer. His lawyer is saying, look, if this happened, they wouldn't be dropping the charges.
Doesn't, I'm with him. They don't drop charges on assault on a law enforcement officer.
That's what I'm thinking. Doesn't matter if he's a famous golfer or not. America's golfer. He's my favorite golfer now, Scotty Scheffler. I mean, he's the only golfer on TV now who's, you know, tried to fight a cop. I mean, Tiger's not playing anymore, so I don't know any of these guys. But from now on, I'll be rooting for this Scotty Scheffler guy. A woman in Houston was missing. Family and friends were worried about this.
Was Trump found guilty? Hey, give me an update.
Yeah, keep looking for updates now. Going updates. A woman was missing in the Houston area.
I feel like it should be.
Yeah, we should be getting this verdict. Woman goes missing. Family and friends are concerned. They find the woman. Liza, where do you think they found this missing woman in Houston?
In one of those bins.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Yeah, they found her in a metal bin. She was just digging through it, trying to get new shoes.
It was in something. She was stuck in something where you could see enough of her to know it was her. But it wasn't a metal bin. I'll just play the
news
story for
Trump
you.
President Trump guilty on all counts.
He's guilty. There you go.
Wait, that's One America News, so I don't know.
That's the only one that matters. Yeah, One America is good.
Trump guilty on all 34. That's Mark Elliott.
Okay.
I don't know who Mark Elliott is.
They're coming in.
You know, when you're looking at X, you're trying to find out, like, hey, who's reputable?
That's what I'm looking at.
I got Yo-Yo One.
I'm refreshing Google, and I haven't seen much yet.
You can
Shelby Telcott says Donald Trump has been found guilty on all 34 counts.
Yeah, I'm seeing some, too. But I'm with you. You can pay now to be verified, so I don't know who these people are. You know, where's a news person that
Charlie
I know?
Kirk?
What does Charlie Kirk say?
Charlie Kirk is the
what does he
turning
say?
Point guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A Manhattan jury has found Trump guilty on all counts.
There you go. Guilty.
We knew from the start this was the most likely outcome. This case was engineered years from the very top of the Democrat apparatus to bring down Trump using a rigged law in a rigged courtroom with a rigged jury. There you go.
Who's saying that?
That's Charlie
Kirk. That's Charlie Kirk? Okay.
Charlie
well, there you
Kirk,
go.
11.
Trump.
Founder and CEO of TP USA. I don't know who Charlie Kirk is.
Yeah. Snowcone, you know Charlie Kirk, right?
Yeah, he's the founder of Turning Point.
The kid, remember
Turning Point's like the
January 6th?
Turning Point is.
They organized January 6th. He's the guy whose face looks like it's, what's wrong with his face? Does it look like it's, it's too small on his face. His eyes and nose and mouth are close together, Lazo. He's got a lot of forehead space. Young guy.
I'm sure he's a nice, good-looking guy.
That he's nice. I don't know that he's very nice. But he's one of the people, one of the main people that helped get all those protesters to the Capitol on January 6th.
Donald Trump found guilty on all 34 counts. That's from WEAR, ABC3.
Yeah, okay, he's guilty.
But also, Tardo God said Trump sentenced to death, so I don't...
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that, but there's plenty of news coming out now, or at least tweets saying that he was found guilty. So now, we can end this because we started this and we had to get to the Trump verdict. I asked you what you think happened to this woman in Houston who went missing, where they found her, and I'm just going to play the news story for you.
So they were all congregated in one spot looking into the water.
The search for a missing woman in her 60s ends yesterday morning. Houston police say search crews found her body in an alligator's mouth in Horsepin Bayou near the Bay Oaks subdivision. Officials say an HPD sergeant shot it to stop it from doing more damage to the remains.
It was shocking.
Yeah, okay, imagine that someone you know is missing. Your mother, friend, whatever. Just a neighbor that you like. And you're walking around the neighborhood looking for this missing woman in her 60s, and then you find her dead in an alligator's mouth. I'm sorry, but
is Trump
PTSD.
Now a felon?
That's the question. What does this mean? What will the punishment be? And is
he
now a felon?
You can run for president as a felon, I think.
Yeah.
But you can't vote for yourself.
That's true.
That's
well,
crazy.
They got rid of that, right? Did they get rid of that?
Some states still can't vote.
Some states still have it. Okay.
Yeah. Which he lives in Florida. Florida, you can't vote.
I was going to say Florida would be one where.
And he lives in Florida.
If they're
right?
still doing guy. That anywhere, I know there was a push to nationally, federally change that, but I guess it hasn't happened. So if it's anywhere, it would definitely be in Florida.
That'll be crazy that November 5th, though.
Yeah.
When they show the people voting, and then they're like, well, Trump would be voting in Florida, but he can't vote.
Right. So he just has a ceremonial vote. This whole thing's going to be weird. Oh, my God. Snow Cone. That podcast you listened to a few years ago.
The Civil War,
It's
man.
All happening now. It's all happening. Why can't we just focus on the woman found in the gator's mouth? Those are the distractions that we need. This political stuff is going to bring us down.
The Church of Laszlo.
Trump is guilty.
Yeah, the first former president to be a convicted felon.
Counts.
Yeah. And we listened to his reaction.
He said, this is rigged.
It was rigged.
And the people from mental hospitals. I'm not exactly sure what that was about, but,
he said our country's going to hell.
It is in hell.
And we've got
it's already hell.
It's falling apart.
It's hell.
And we're divided more than ever.
And we got prisoners and mental patients.
People flooding into our country from prisons and mental patients, and they're taking over.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
So, and then he said the judge was a jackass.
The judge was a jackass. We should have had a change of venue.
And they should have a change of venue because they only got 5% in that district.
Yeah. But they wouldn't give it to us. This was a rigged election. Yep. It's all rigged. I'm fighting for the Constitution. I'm fighting for America.
And then everybody else said you're guilty of 34 counts.
That's a lot of felonies.
I mean, we talked about me going to court.
Yeah.
I went to court for like 4 or 5 mm-hmm. counts. And they dropped a couple.
Yeah.
They were like, man, we can't really prove it.
Right.
Anybody, like, I don't know if you're a Trump supporter or not a Trump supporter, but if you've been to court with more than 3 charges, 4 charges. And they don't always stick with that. Like, hey, we got you on these 2.
Right.
It's enough. And, other ones, maybe we could prove them, maybe we couldn't.
Yeah.
You know what? And you're like, well, you can't prove them. I'm like, fine. Dismissed on the other 2. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
A lawyer and a judge will tell you right now, like, yeah. You went into court with 5 counts. They convicted you on 2. They didn't care about the other 3.
No, they make
when
deals.
When you're DUI and you ran a red light, you're like, well, I didn't run the red light. They're fine. They're like, fine.
Yeah.
Dismissed on the red light. You're still drunk. The fact that you got convicted of all 34, like you didn't get out of 1 of them.
Yeah.
By a jury. Like a jury wasn't like, you know what? We got them on 20.
Right. It was all of them.
25. We got them on 30.
Well, they deliberate for 3 days.
They're like, no. Look, we looked at it in all 34. That's a.
And they deliberated for a good amount of time, right? So, because I think it was about 3 days, wasn't it?
I mean, 34, all 34.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And usually, like, I don't know guys who go to trial who get convicted of all, like, you're up for 34, you get convicted of all 34. Just.
Right.
You know, maybe a lawyer could tell me difference, but boy, I'm not a lawyer. I've just been in trouble a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In my history of being in trouble, that, getting convicted on all of them it's rare.
It is possible, though, that before they went to trial, the prosecutors and the defense, that they did drop some of the charges that they were going to, present.
Maybe, but it's still 34.
But he was convicted of all
the number is 34.
It's a lot.
Like, that's a lot.
It's a lot of
And so even though they went for, if you could tell me they went for 100 originally.
Yeah.
But they went for 34, and he got convicted of all of them.
Yeah.
All 34. That's a lot.
Yeah. What? Did you get married?
Love him, hate him. I did. I got remarried.
What? Did you know he got married? He's wearing a wedding ring.
Wait.
We were only off work for like 3 days. What the
forget
hell?
I don't want to talk about my personal life.
You got remarried?
I got married.
Would you go to the courthouse?
Hold on.
What the hell?
Yeah,
I just saw that.
Trump. What?
Did you see that? He's wearing a wedding ring.
You said that I'd get married. So I looked.
I looked and I sat here and said, wait a second, which hand is that on? It looks like a wedding band anyway, but then I thought it must be on his right hand. No, it's on his left hand. It's on his ring finger, on his wedding ring finger.
I got married.
Who'd you marry?
Well, you don't know her.
Come on. No.
Why'd you get married?
Before, don't
she
do
got
this.
Any money?
No, neither do I. I mean,
well, it's just as easy to marry a rich one. Isn't that the whole thing?
Well, yeah, you're right, but, you know.
I figured the second time around. I can't believe you didn't tell me.
I fooled around and fell in love, buddy.
I can't believe you didn't tell me.
I am married.
Who cares about Trump and Civil War? You got married at over the weekend? I saw you on Friday. You did not have a wedding ring on.
There you go. People are saying this is a joke. No, there you go. On Twitch, you can see my wedding ring.
Okay, well, I got to take a break here. I got to take a break here and figure out why the hell Lazo's wearing a wedding ring. I got to get to the bottom of this.
The Church of Lazo.
Her name's Sheila. You wouldn't know her.
Her name is not Sheila. I do know her. I think I know who he married, Snowcone.
Really?
Yes. He's disgusted.
I have no clue.
He's disgusted, you know, downstairs, outside, whatever, a few times over the years. And... you know, I would ask for updates occasionally. I don't usually ask for... I don't know if that's normal for guys. We don't normally ask that stuff.
No, sure.
Unless it's been recently, there's been issues or whatever, and then the next day he can say, how are things going? Or
is
you
it
got
someone I would know? Like, he doesn't talk to me, but I you know...
I don't think you would know who the person is. I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't think he would know.
Mm.
I don't think he would know even that you had any type of relationship with this person.
No, I had no idea.
So married. So you made a deal to get married and live separately?
Well, yeah.
What about finances? Are you sharing them?
No.
So you got married because she just wanted some sort of commitment?
Yeah.
And then
me
what?
Too, you know.
When your boys are out of school, will you then move in together?
I don't think we need to do that.
You'll never live together?
I don't think so.
So why get married? Just the commitment thing?
Yeah, just, you know, hey, I'm in it. To our understanding.
Oh, my God. How much does it cost? Like, I'm guessing she... Well, the whole, like, getting a marriage license and all that, did she take care of... Yeah, but
we both did.
Yeah, but it's like going to the DMV, I think, right? You got to get that stuff.
I go get a marriage license, get it done in the courthouse. It's easy.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. I cannot believe Lazo got remarried before me.
Yeah, well, you know, you've been doing nothing about it.
Well... I didn't know that this was a thing. Usually you would say, like, hey, I'm thinking about maybe... You always said you wouldn't get remarried.
No,
never get
happen.
Remarried. I was the one who said, I'll get married six times.
Sure,
I'll
win.
Keep trying.
It's nice to be remarried. Nice to have a partner.
I meet people who've been divorced four, five, six times, and I think I appreciate your persistence that you keep trying. You're trying to find love. I don't...
Well, you've been living with the same woman for a long time. I think, you know, maybe that just gives you a sense of comfort.
Of course it does.
So, you know, hey, we can have that connection.
Is she knows that I'm committed to her because we live together.
Right. I'm never going to do that because I'm not good at it.
But you had to
get married. You got your own place. I got my own place. But, hey, we're committed. We're good.
And so she said, hey, if we're going to do this.
Yeah. Let's
make a commitment. Because that had been discussed before.
Yeah. And I was like, no, well, you know, I can't move in with anybody. I'm not going to do that. I'm not good at it. I like my own space. I like my own time. But, you know, hey, I'm getting married.
So that's why you were so quiet the last few days. When did this happen?
Friday.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. I never in a million years, if we were taking bets, if you could bet on one of these sports betting apps, who would get remarried first? He would be dead last. It would be a 1,000,000-to-1 odds that Lazo would do it first.
I had to let Julia know.
Oh, my God.
Your stepmom.
This is crazy. Okay, well, anyhow... I was going to talk to you about dad stuff because I read this story.
Sure.
It came out today, but it's going to be difficult because I'm just going to be thinking about the fact that you got remarried before me. I mean,
well, you can get married.
I know. I plan on it.
Well, when?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, you know.
But if I'd known that you were going to do it, I would have done it.
What do you want me to?
You could have told me that you were thinking about getting married. I mean, you gave me some details about this relationship, but you haven't talked about it in a while. You certainly didn't tell me that you were discussing marriage as a commitment to live separately. They need to make a documentary. The guy who made the documentary about the Floridians, the old Floridians, who's got the new HBO documentary about the Renaissance Fair, he should be making a documentary about you and your marriage where you live separately and you never plan to live together.
Well, you know, Mia Farrow and what's his name?
Woody Allen?
Yeah, they did it.
He married his daughter.
Yeah, but before that, you know, he had a high rise in Manhattan, and they'd turn off the lights together and they could see it, but they didn't live together.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But I wouldn't use that analogy just because he did end up marrying his daughter. So.
Well, she doesn't have a daughter, so we're fine.
I understand, but okay, so yes, some people do live separately. Some people do live separately. But it's people like Woody Allen who are busy writing movies that are the most, you know, critically acclaimed comedies of all time.
Obviously.
Whew. This is crazy. Well, you know, I guess I gotta figure this out. I need some help. Someone's got to help me figure out how to get the license and all that stuff. I cannot believe that he did this before me. Never in a million years.
Well, I mean, if we were going to have a big wedding, I would have asked you, but, you know, we didn't.
No, I understand that. I'm not actually surprised by that part. I mean, I'm surprised, though, that you didn't tell me at all. And the only reason I know is because I happened to see the wedding band.
Yeah, I didn't
and I'm
think about
here,
it. I didn't
while
take
you're
it off.
Talking about Trump, you didn't wear a wedding band that often when you were married before.
No.
So to see it and then to realize, because like that ring looks like a wedding band. I thought, it's weird that he's wearing that on the other hand. And then I'm doing the math with my really bad brain and I'm going, wait a second, that's his left hand. He's got a wedding ring on his wedding ring finger. This is unbelievable. Well, I'm going to talk to you about being a dad coming up here in a bit. And I guess we're probably not going to get into too many details about your marriage, but hopefully some will trickle out here and there. I know both of you guys are dads. And I've been playing dad this week, or uncle, you and Snowcone.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been playing dad this week, or uncle, or whatever you want to call it, because I've got a teenager in the house. And I read this story today that I thought was interesting about what happens to dads. Because apparently they've done some long-term studies. And if you are a dad, you can expect some things to be different than if you are a guy with no kids. I'll tell you about it next if I can focus.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Well, Mr. Married Man.
Come on. I don't have to tell you everything. My text, I was going to tell you, but you didn't return my text for like 3 hours. So.
I've got stuff I didn't tell you, so I mean that I don't tell you sometimes, but I mean, nothing this big, I don't think.
Well, marriage isn't that important.
Well, okay. Anyhow, I was going to talk to you guys about being dads because I've had a kid in the house this week, and, you know, I've been trying to do bonding
stuff,
male bonding stuff. It wasn't until yesterday that we were driving home from the shooting range that I realized all the things I've done with him are things that I did with my dad. And I've told you before.
Are illegal in nature?
I mean,
with the guns and
they were all legal.
Where were you shooting?
At the shooting range.
At an actual range. I thought maybe you went to your buddy's property and shot doves or something.
Missouri Department of Conservation. No. Same exact place my
You're
dad
really
took me.
You're really high right now.
No, I'm not.
You're not at all?
No.
You're
acting
like,
odd, but...
Your eyes look like you're high.
Well, I could be tired. I don't think I'm that tired, though, but... Anyhow...
Right, keep talking.
I've done some male bonding stuff with him, and the first things I wanted to do was take him to see scary movies.
Right.
I didn't even think about the fact that that's what my dad and I did. It just wasn't consciously something I was thinking about. And then...
That you and your dad went to scary movies?
Yeah, it's like I thought about it later. I know. And then I thought about it later. It's like, I did all this with my dad. And when I'm driving him home from the gun range, I'm thinking the last time I went to that gun range was when I was about 13 or 14 with my dad. That was the last time I'd been out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just dawned on me, like, I love my dad.
Well, that's
but
how you learn how to be a man.
Right, but my dad and I didn't do a lot of male bonding
but
stuff.
But what little he did...
Exactly.
Then I think, I don't want to give away too much, but then... Your girlfriend was like, hey, why don't you do some male bonding stuff with him?
She didn't even tell me to. I just wanted
she
to.
She brought it up, but no, doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, you know, for the goodness of him. Like, because I even texted you over the weekend while I was getting married. You and your girlfriend are good people.
I appreciate that. I think that's a little generous. But
no,
thank
but
you.
You're good people. Like, you're really trying to do something. So it only makes sense that she was like, hey, why don't you try to do something? Then what else are you going to do? You do what your dad did.
I know, and then you start thinking about all the stuff that you hear when people talk about mental health and generational stuff. Generational trauma, there can also be generational bonding, I suppose. It's just interesting that it's not like a conscious thought. I go, what can I do with him?
Yeah.
And I talked to my brother. I said, I could take him fishing, but so boring. He goes, don't take him fishing. God damn, that's so boring. I was like, yeah, but if he wants to go.
Yeah, maybe
so,
just talk.
Because I liked it when I was a kid. So I asked him, and he said, no, I don't want to do that.
Some
and
of
I
my,
said,
I hate fishing, and some of my best memories are fishing.
Me too. And I love.
I
loved going
like,
when
hey,
I was a kid.
I got to talk to my dad.
Yeah.
I got to hang out with my dad. He liked it.
I liked being an excuse to be out by the water.
Away. You know, you can't ask him, and you never be able to, but like. Well, now he liked it. I was going to say, did he really like it or just want to spend time with me? But he would go by himself and fish. So
that's,
he liked it.
My dad did not like guns. He didn't even need to own a gun. He bought a gun so that he could also have a gun because he bought me one for Christmas and we could go shooting together. But he was not a gun person at all. He wasn't a hunter. He just was trying. He didn't have a dad growing up.
Yeah.
So he was just trying to think, okay, what do I do
so
with
you
my son? So those were the things we did. Well, he worked nights, so every weekend when I got to see him at night, we watched a scary movie. That became a bonding thing. And then he took me shooting. When Landon got here, I said, hey, you know, here's some things. You want to go fishing? No, I said, good, me neither. I said, have you ever shot a gun? And he said, no, honestly, I haven't. Which I was a little worried that he might say yes, you know, and just pretend like he had. And then, you know, I wouldn't know if I'm trying to teach him gun safety that he already knows or not. But he was honest and said he hadn't. I was like, would you like? She's like,
you guys run shotguns.
He goes, I'd love to. Okay, great. Good. Because it's something, you know. And then the scary movie thing.
Did you both wear pink shirts?
No, we did not. We go see scary movie. And then the
next day, because if you're not watching on Twitch, you're
I'm wearing a pink shirt.
Looks good on you, though.
The next day, we went shopping after seeing a scary movie. And when we got done shopping, I said, you want to go see another scary movie? He said, yes. So we went and saw another scary movie. These are the things that come to mind, right? Sure. Like, that's it. Well, then
how you learned how to be a man.
I learned how to bond, right?
Yeah. I mean that. Like, it's, you know, that father-son experience is what you learn. That's like, oh, this is how I'm becoming a man. Your father teaches you that. You rebel against your father because you don't want to be. You're trying to find out what it takes to be a man yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in the same point, a man is trying to teach you what it is to be a man. So there's just a natural headbutting. There has to be. So when you say, oh, well, I'd like to teach him some things or not even teach, just do some male bonding.
Together. Do some things together, yeah.
Then you go back to like, well, what were my male bonding experiences? Yeah. We all do that. Of course.
And some people have, you might have multiple role models. I went to Oklahoma in the summers and stayed with my aunt.
I don't know
my
if aunt
uncle.
Ruby was the one.
No, but her husband, my uncle Lee.
So you guys
he
put
did
on,
a lot of stuff.
You guys
with
put
me.
On muumuus. You
no, but my uncle in Oklahoma, we did a lot of stuff together, and it was a lot of stuff that my dad wasn't into. You know, this was a guy who owned big like backhoes and all this, you know, earth moving equipment. He drove a big diesel truck.
Oh.
He was a retired truck driver. He had a lot of guns. He was really into them. Unlike my dad, who was just kind of like, hey, I think we could do this. I'll show you how to shoot a 22. My uncle Lee had a lot of guns. He was into it. So you have these different, hopefully, people that you kind of bond with. And then that's all you have. Well, then I read this today, literally this morning. And it says researchers at Northwestern University found that dads are at higher risk for heart attacks and poor cardiovascular health just in general.
Why?
They believe it's because of the added stress and responsibility that comes with being a parent.
Oh, yeah.
And it affords less time for healthy activities like exercise and eating right. If your dad was young when you were born, you've done even more damage. Men who were under 25 when they had their first kids are at the highest risk. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I would think it would be the exact opposite. To me, when I see young people have kids, I'm like, yeah, they're young, but that's kind of what science, evolution's like, going ahead and have a kid,
when
right? I mean, the mom's, you know, mom has a kid at 20, the next year.
Well, you're older,
year,
maybe you
exactly
got a lot of that out of your system. You were able to exercise and still be, so now you have a kid when you're older.
It must be.
Most people slow down when they're older, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect you as much.
Well, there is.
I'm just happy, I was like, okay, I can't have another one.
Another kid?
Yeah. My youngest is now getting to the age where I don't coach him in anything anymore.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, up until that, like, you know, just the other day, we went and hit baseballs together, and I was still fine.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm ready for him to grow
up. Well,
I'm everything?
Just like, I don't know. You know, if I had a three-year-old.
Yeah, could I do it all? Could I keep doing
could
it?
Could I coach him for the next 13 years? Whoa,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're getting out of it. I can, you know, we're good.
Yeah, you made it. Well, there is good news from this thing. They say that if your heart survives the stress that you've been put under, then it might actually save your life someday, because they say that the study found that dads are more likely to die of heart issues, but less likely to die of any other causes. So if you can avoid that, as Norm Macdonald put it, thing that's living in your chest waiting to attack and kill you. If you can get past that, then the rest of your health is actually better.
Yeah, that's good.
And you're less likely to die from those other things.
I'm still doing that 5 miles a day, so I'm good.
Well, I want to know what the people who don't have kids, and you just have a kid come around a couple times a year for a week, what happens there? Because to me,
nothing.
I think this is a great situation. You know, there's little things that kids do where you're like, why is there water all over the bathroom floor?
I don't know why that is.
Why is the brand new box of Cheez-Its mix left totally open?
Kid stuff.
So it's kid stuff. And I think to myself,
the water on the bathroom floor happens with my kids too. I'm like, how do you get so much?
How does it happen?
Is it with you too?
Yeah. Yeah,
why absolutely. Is there so much water on the floor?
I told them the shower curtain goes inside. The plastic.
I've talked to both my boys about it over and over again, and still I go in there. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's wet in here.
I thought maybe that was just a kid thing, like my kid's age, six.
No, I promise you, 13-year-olds do it every day, and you know, it's not something I'm going to get mad about. But you know, that's another thing, and I'm sure you guys as dads must have this thought.
There you go. Crunchberry just said, I just found a whole bag of cereal in the hallway last night.
Exactly.
I buy those little. I don't like to eat a lot of ice cream. But a little bit. And so I buy those little drumstick things.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I was like, oh, man. You know, I ate dinner or whatever. I was by myself. I was like, oh, I know I bought those box of drumsticks. I'm going to go have some ice cream. I opened up the freezer. The box is in there because I'd seen it.
Yep.
Just an empty box.
Yeah, that's
just an empty box.
Really irritating. It's really irritating.
I texted him at their mother's house. They assholes.
Oh, you texted them?
Yeah.
I thought you texted the mom.
No.
Listen, lady. Right.
I'm like, hey, throw the box out, and then I would know to get more.
Yep. Well, okay, so let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
In those situations, the water on the bathroom floor, the first time it happened, I said, hey, the shower curtain goes inside the tub. You know?
Right.
Oh, okay. I know that. Oh, okay, well, you didn't because it's water.
Yeah.
But then each day that he showers, it floods the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, what would my parents do in this situation? What would my mom say? What would my dad say? And do I agree with how they would have handled it?
Sure.
So that's where you rebel a bit, because I think my dad would say, who in the hell got water all over? I told you to... dry off in the tub. What are you doing in here that you're flooding the... God damn, Reed. Come on. That's what my dad would have said.
Right.
Not in like a scary way. He's not going to hit me. It was never anything like that. Yeah. Just frustration, right? So I think about that, and I think I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And then I think about what my mom would say. My mom would be more the enforcer, like, hey, what are you doing when you take a shower in here?
Right.
Water goes over here, you dry off here, and I think, does he need that? Not from me. But then I think, if I was a parent, what would I do? Okay, if I'm a parent, then maybe... maybe we have a conversation, because you are flooding the bathroom every day. But when you're only coming over for a couple weeks a year and hanging out, I'm not going to bust your balls about... Right, it doesn't matter, right? And
anyway,
I want you to
if you
want to
know what I would do as a parent, because I had the same problem, I bought a super absorbent.
Well, right, you can do that.
That's what I bought. Super absorbent bath mat that you can stand on, and now I'm problem solved.
But I mean, not just that. The open cereal, the ice cream box that didn't have any ice cream in it.
Do you say, like, yo,
hey, guys, stop doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I thought
I had ice cream.
I'm in control of my home. I do things a very particular way, right?
Yeah.
I like the dishes washed immediately after eating. All these things put away and put in their place. And when you got a kid around, they're not like that. And I can't expect them to be like that. His guest bedroom is immaculately clean when he gets in there. The bed is made, all that stuff.
Well, it's not anymore.
He hasn't even gone to bed yet. He just went in and set some stuff up. We get ready to leave, and he opens the door, and I look at the room. It looks like he's been living there for years.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did all this
stuff
get
away? Hey.
That's what I did when I was a kid, though.
You know what also? It means he's comfortable.
That's what I think, too.
It means he's comfortable.
Good.
He's not all uptight.
Good.
And like, oh, I better not move anything. I better not. He's comfortable there, and that's good. That's
okay,
what you want.
Good.
Right? Like, don't worry. Who cares?
No, because there are times it'll say, like, I'm sorry about something. Yeah. And we always say, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Because
what I don't want him to think is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yep. You don't want him to feel like, hey, you just want him to be like, hey, this is home. And that's it.
Yeah.
And so.
Because when we were kids, we all had experiences, I'm sure, where you were around someone that you felt uncomfortable.
If you talk about the water in the bathroom or the messy bedroom or all that stuff, and I think I told Snowcone this a long time ago, but I always use it, the analogy of fingerprints on the refrigerator. So you have that stainless steel refrigerator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wipe it all down with a special stainless steel cleaner, and then immediately your kid goes and puts his hands on that stainless steel refrigerator and makes there's just handprints everywhere. And all I think of when I see those handprints is one day there won't be handprints there, man.
Right.
You did tell me that.
And it'll kill me.
Yep. Yeah.
It'll kill me when they're not handprints. So
you told me I'll miss them.
Yep. And every time I see the handprints, I think,
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
I'm glad you're comfortable.
I'm glad there's I'm glad there's handprints. I'm glad you're here.
Glad
you're part of my life.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. We are done, my
man. We're done. Yep. Donald Trump, 34 counts.
Yep. Guilty. Well, you
for
know
paying
what?
Stormy Daniels? Is that what was the hush money?
It's a whole thing. How the money was written off in the books, and I don't understand it all.
Okay.
Now, Michael Cohen was reimbursed. And
Michael
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Cohen. The old fixer.
Yep.
He's looking for somebody to fix problems. Come here, Cohen. Well, I got plenty of them.
You can go to Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. I guess you'll find out all the information. But hopefully you remember, hey, your grandkids ask, where were you?
Yeah.
When Donald Trump got convicted of 34 counts, you can say I was listening to Church Laszlo.
That's right.
And he told me, and then I went somewhere else because he only quoted, what was it?
The AP.
Tardo Rebo?
Oh, the tweets?
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. Tardo Rebuilt or something?
I think it was an AI bot, but.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where I got my information from. Good job. Who was it? Mark Cohen?
Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, the fixer.
Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.